Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, Brad. I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Gary was asking how much the rooms would normally be good for.
I think they're normally like a couple hundred bucks a night, but the discount, $220 something. Duke just lost to Virginia Tech, and so Reagan just, his eyes got as big as saucers over here.
Yeah, we were watching the last few seconds.
So it's like, and Virginia is now storming the floor. So Duke went down, which is always a great day if you're a Tar Heel fan. But So the rooms are going to be $125, $150 a night with the discount. And they're normally $200-$300 somewhere in that ballpark. Gary, you have to look and go to the actual Hilton there in Greenville, but it's on that link and it'll show you. I will tell you, it's a very, very nice hotel. So it's not the cheapest place in town. So, you know, you can probably get rooms just as cheap as the discount, but you'd have to drive back and forth. And if you're flying in, it might be a little bit of an inconvenience. So just, you know, something you might want to check on. Couple things in the news and a story. I sort of shared it in my my story or the word of the week was legacy that I shared yesterday. Do you know what legacy means, Reagan? What does legacy, when you hear the word legacy, what does that mean to you?
Like when you're gone, there's still a...
There's something left.
Yeah.
It's something like
a name or a memory.
And we've brought this guy up one time before in the podcast. You remember TC? And I
love TC.
TC is a, we almost, I feel like, I don't know how you feel, Reagan, but I almost feel like he's part of the family just because we sort of grown up going to his restaurant and eating at least once a week.
Yeah.
Well, Billy Graham passed away last week and it automatically reminded me of TC. Do you know why?
Because of the legacy he left?
Well, yeah, but TC was a refugee from Cambodia. The way he got to America was basically crawling through rice paddies and rice fields on his stomach and knees being shot at by the communists. Pol Pot was, you know, the regime at the time. And this English-speaking white lady saw him at a refugee camp and started talking to him about a better life and how, you know, if he needed help, they could help him get out of that there. Mm. Well, it just so happened to be Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife.
Wow.
So the Billy Graham organization is what brought him over to Western North Carolina, helped him get a job, helped him get a trade. And then eventually helped him, gave him some seed money to start what we know as Dragon Palace.
Yeah.
Where is our favorite restaurant in the whole world. We'd eat there at least once a week.
Best Chinese in North Carolina.
Yeah. Best Chinese. I would say the best Chinese I've eaten in all of my travels.
Yeah.
You know, it's up there. You know, there's some nice restaurants out in Hollywood and California and those areas that we've eaten at. But it's just the thing about TC, guys, that I loved, and Reagan, you can attest to this. Is he always encouraged me, and here's the reason why, because here's a guy that his native language was not English, didn't have any friends, any family, didn't have anyone in Western, rural North Carolina with all us rednecks, right? And at the time he started a Chinese restaurant, you know, the typical people in our culture was going out to eat at the steakhouse or the fried chicken place or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just so culturally different 30 years ago when he started this, yet he's retired a millionaire.
Yeah.
And my whole attitude was, is dadgummit, if TC can do it, what is my excuse? Why can't I make something of myself, right?
Yeah.
And so when Billy Graham passed this past week, I got to thinking about, you know, everything we do in life, everything we do, how we conduct our business, how we communicate with one another, it leaves a legacy. It makes an impression. It has an impact. There's this entire ripple effect that goes out through society. And that's why this lady, and by the way, today's podcast is episode 307 for you guys that want to go back and listen to it later. This lady left me a little bit of a snarky email last week just saying that she felt like because of my background or who I am, I shouldn't be teaching so much on the love of money. That's the way she put it. She said, all you do is teach people to love money. And I got to thinking about that, and I was like, no, it's not that I love money. It's just I hate poverty. I hate being poor. You know, and it's not that, you know, I'm stacking up dollar bills behind me just, you know, I love, you know, like, what's that cartoon with the Donald Duck screw? Oh, yeah. You know, you know, it's that I love my family. I love you guys. I love being able to go on vacation, take cruises. I love being able to work from home and be here when you need me. I love the freedom that's afforded by opportunity, and that's what money brings.
Yeah.
You know, poverty is a cancer to the soul. And so many people, you guys that are TW3 reps, you're running into it as you're out in the highways and the byways, and you're talking to people about a legitimate way that they can take control of their life and their finances. You're gonna come across some negative people. Negative Nancy and Debbie Downer, as Reagan said last week, they're out there. And it's not a reflection on you. It's not a reflection on anything but them. And, you know, because life comes at you fast. Life comes at you hard. And people get jaded. And so, and if they stay in this muck and mire of, you know, mediocrity for so long, they sort of get conditioned by it. Then all of a sudden someone comes along, happy-go-lucky, you can do anything you want. Man, it's like, what is these people's problem? And so don't let the negativity of other people, you know, get you down. I love what, you ever listen to, what's his name? 21 Irrefutable Laws guy. What is his name that I quote a lot?
Oh,
Maxwell.
Yeah.
He says, you've got to make a decision in life. You're either going to be the thermostat or the thermometer.
Why are you leaving this long pause, leaving it on hold?
I'm saying, I'm letting you speak into it. What do you think that means?
Don't be the rectal thermometer. That's what it means.
Yeah, and if you're going to be a thermometer, don't be a...
Specifically, do not be that one.
Specifically, don't pick that one. It's a dirty job, I hear. No, but seriously, you're either going to set the temperature of the room or you're just going to be the one reading the temperature. You know, you got to be, if you're going to be a leader in business, if you're going to be a leader in life, you're going to be a leader anywhere, you set the temperature. You're saying, no, this is going to be the environment that I work in, live in. And you have that control, and that's what we try to give you control over here at TW3, you know, with our system and our software. So just I just want to give a shout out and honor. You know, the good book says honor, give honor where honor's due. And I think Billy Graham, if anybody, is worthy of honor. You know, us Protestants, we don't have a pope. And so he was probably the closest thing that we will ever get to a pope, at least in my lifetime. So, you know, just want to give honor to him. You got any questions you're looking? So
we've got a lot of talkative people. It's cool. Not a whole lot of questions, though. But
well, what are they saying? What's the feedback from the peanut gallery?
Let's see. Jane wanted to go ahead and let everybody know that if you have AAA, it's a little bit cheaper.
Okay, good. So if you're booking rooms, AAA is the way to go.
Nancy says there's nothing wrong with money, and I agree with that. Nice. I can't have a Tesla without money. I just want you guys to know.
There's nothing wrong with money. The thing is, that, you know, this poor misguided... it's amazing. People spiritualize poverty. It's just amazing to me.
You will appreciate what Joseph Spear said. I'm not going to read that because we avoid politics here. That was pretty good.
Oh, I'll have to go back and read what Mr. Spear, I think that's what we've decided to call him, is Mr. Spear. So, and the dollar is not money. I get that. It's manna. But people try to spiritualize their notions of their current situation. I get that. But listen, guys, now is a time, if you've ever wanted to do something, folks, think about this just for a second. I'm going to scroll down here for those who can see my screen. And for those listening to this podcast later, what I'm showing them is a list of various tools you can use to promote your business, to grow your business, to start a business. Think about this just for a second. For $38 as a member of TW3, you can use what we call a voice broadcast dialer. And what that does is you record a message, it goes out to 1,000 people, leaves it on their voicemail, and you leave a message, and we teach you how to leave a message, a compelling message, to have them come back to you, right? So think about that, the power of that. You never have to cold call anymore. You know, so many of you guys have tried these network marketing, MLM businesses and all this stuff, and they've all failed because you don't have enough leads. You don't have enough people to speak with. And that's what turns so many people off about MLM, either the people that are trying to get involved or the people that's trying to resist from someone recruiting him. It's got this dirty connotation because everybody's been around someone that's just pestered the absolute pee out of them. Have you ever been one around one of these that just wear you slam out?
Fortunately, I used to work for one.
Oh, that's terrible if you had to work. Are you talking about Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Don't mention the
yeah, I'm not.
Don't mention the business because we inevitably have a member in one of those businesses.
Well, technically, I didn't mention the business. You did.
Well, no, I'm talking about the business he was in that he was trying to recruit you for.
Gotcha.
But the whole point is people aren't turned off. I contend this. I don't think people are turned off about entrepreneurialism, direct sales. I don't think they're even turned off about network marketing or MLMs. This is what I think they're turned off about. Having people pester them.
Yeah.
That's what's so unattractive about it. And being, or having this feeling that you've got to be some sort of rock star salesperson, recruiter, or network marketer and being able to do these little parties. That's so unattractive to a lot of people. But if you can have a methodology that something else out there is doing the marketing for you,
right?
It's doing the cold calling for you. Then it's not up to you to have to pester everyone. And that's why so many of these guys, you know, this Forbes says 98% of people that start a home-based business fail. That's the reason why. Because it, you know, you have to call on 1,000 people to get 20 people typically to respond. I mean, if you look at industry-wide, no matter if it's direct mail, whatever it is, it's usually about 1.5-2%. So you've got to ask yourself, what does it cost to market to 1,000 people? If you've got a really good ad copy, if you've got a really good call to action, what will it cost you to market that amount of people? Most people can't afford radio and TV. So you have to do something online. That's the way to do it. And then if you're a new person out here, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're on live tonight, you're thinking, oh my gosh, well, what do I sell? Well, you can sell our system. You can sell insurance. You can sell real estate. You can sell health products. You can sell, because we've got a referral marketing package that you're not even selling. All you're doing is sending the traffic over there and saying, hey, here's someone that's interested in, fill in the blank. And then they pay you for the lead. So the money in business, guys, if you want to know the dirty little secret, you can be successful in anything you do. I've got like 15 different businesses I do. And I make money on all of them. And it's because I know how to do one thing that I have to know how to do. And that's generate leads for it. Because once you know how to do that, you can do anything. And that's our tools. And that's what we give you at TW3. And so it's a great business to be in. And I had something, a serious question today. I've had this question a couple times. But when you walked in the office today, I was on a call talking to someone about our APS system.
The one you were late for.
The one I was late for. And you know how I feel about tardiness, right? So you know it killed me. If you guys don't know, I mean, I was raised by a grandfather that believed the sole litmus test of a man's character was his punctuality. If you were late for something, you're a liar. I mean, that's pretty much how he put it. And so I'm sort of raised in that mindset. And so I preach punctuality, right? And I scheduled a meeting with him at 1 o'clock and I put it on my calendar as 2 o'clock. And boy, I got a text at 1:15. Hey, are we still meeting today? And I said, well, of course, it's at 2 o'clock. And he says, well, you told us one. And I went back and looked at text and I said, I sure did. I don't know why I did that. But anyway, I'm on this call and we're talking to this sales organization about our APS system. That's our agency platform system. We don't advertise it on our website here. The only people that even know about this is our elite members. This is a $25,000 system that we sell to sales organizations. And when one of our elite members sell it, it's an $18,000 payday. They get $12,000 up front and then $500 a month for 12 months thereafter. So it's $18,000 that they make off of that one sale. And so the way it works is one of our elite members come across a sales organization. Maybe it's an insurance agency. Maybe it's a real estate agency. Maybe it's a church. Maybe it's some organization that needs their own platform. And so they will bring me in. I give them the marketing content to initiate the conversation. And then when it comes up for follow-up and questions, they bring me in. So that's the kind of call I was on today. And here's the question I got. What's your magic number? And I said, what are you talking about? And he says, well, I'm thinking rather than starting my own platform and starting from ground zero, a TW3, I'm thinking about just buying TW3. So what's your magic number? Because he was seeing our membership roles and our retention and all this other stuff.
Right.
And I get that question a couple times. And I said, there is no magic number. And he was like, why? I mean, everybody's got a number. I was
like,
well, it's more than money. I said, I've got a son. I've got children that if they ever wanted something to do, it's a legacy. And I went into the whole Billy Graham spiel. I did.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually, I think that's what closed the deal because he really appreciated that. But the whole point of this, guys, even if you came on as an elite member, you have the exact compensation package that I've got. Matter of fact, you make more as an elite member at TW3. That's what I don't understand. You know, sometimes the folks that that don't grab a hold of that. Because here's the thing, guys. The way you make money, the way if you want sustained wealth, and I didn't learn this early on. I was out of high school. My first job was selling waterless stainless steel cookware door to door. That's why I'm such a Zig Ziglar fan, because the guy that recruited me was recruited by Zig Ziglar. And so that's sort of my lineage in business. Larry Reichert out of Falston, North Carolina, was recruited by Zig Ziglar back in the 60s down in Columbus, South Carolina, or Columbia. I can't even remember if it's Columbia or Columbus. But anyway, that's all I've ever done. That's all I've ever done. And when the economy got tight in 07, and here I've gone from selling cookware to getting in the music business to starting my own music business, always selling every day, got out and sold. Love sales to this day. People ask me, why do you like to preach so much? So I said, because I like to sell. And it bothers them because I make preaching as selling. But I said, what do you think preaching is? It's nothing more than selling ideas, selling philosophy, selling a concept, selling theology. That's what you're doing. So some people have a problem with me putting it in those terms, but you know, it's what I believe. you know, and the people that can sell better tend to have, you know, bigger businesses, or i.e. churches. Look at Joel Osteen. You know, you might disagree with his theology, but he's one heck of a salesman. You know, so I digress. The point was, it wasn't until I got into insurance that I got a taste of something. And if you guys ever get a taste of this, it will change your life. I'm telling you. And that's this: passive residual income. Reagan, how nice is it to have passive residual income? Because see, before when I was in sales, I would sell a lot of insurance that day, or I'd sell a lot of pianos that day, or sold whatever. And man, I was living large and everything was great. And then all of a sudden you'd go through this dry spell. And you always do it. Doesn't matter what business you're in, you always hit some dry spells. It wasn't until we developed this business about 9.5, almost 10 years now, that I got bit by that. And it started with insurance, because when my music business failed and Pastor Tom got me over into insurance and said, you really ought to try this. And I tried it. I'm still to this day, I'm not a fan. Well, I shouldn't say I'm not a fan. I'm not opposed to insurance. It's just, it wasn't for me. Mm. You know, it's such a boring, such a boring product. Now, I love helping people, and God love you if you're in it. Please don't take it the wrong way. But, I like music was sexy, man. I mean, you get to talk about the instruments, the tones, it was just, you got to go to the trade shows. You got to hang out with your.
And the reverse opposite of that is, you're going to die someday, right?
Yeah. And then you find, Miss Gertrude, one day you're going to die.
It's not quite here. As upbeat.
I'm going to get in trouble. Probably already have. But, it didn't do it for me.
Insurance is important. Selling it takes a type of person.
Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. And the running joke in insurance is it's the ones that can't afford it that need it the most.
Yeah.
But one thing insurance did for me is, and I did well, guys. I mean, I got a $1 million round table, won trips, did a lot of stuff. I tell you what insurance did for me. All of a sudden, what they call trails or my monthly residuals that would come off the policies I had on the book. To this day, I've been out of insurance. I haven't wrote a policy in 4 years. And to this day, right around $600-$700 just off of old business.
Yeah.
One of the things it taught me is if you want to amass wealth, if you want to grow a business, you got to have that residual part of it, because that's what's going to be. Because honestly, guys, I know some of you guys think he must not ever have a bad day. He must always be positive. He must always. And I'm going to tell you, no, there's days I don't even feel like doing nothing. There's days all I want to do is just sit and, meditate. I mean, I'm just not in it that day. And before, that wasn't an option. Do or die, sink or swim. I was the typical salesperson, but as I've become a business owner, which is a little bit of difference as a mind shift there, having that residual, guys, I'm telling you, that elite package, if you're not there yet, that don't be frustrated. Don't be aggravated. Don't get discouraged. But that's where you want to end up, because I'm telling you, the residual part of this, ask Gary Green, ask some of these guys that's been with me for a while. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Got some questions coming in. Want to make sure we get to them before builds up too much.
You interrupted me to ask me a question.
I did. We've actually had a few questions.
But that's what you're supposed to do.
This one actually pertains particularly to what you're talking about, though. Terry, please explain part of your system that creates residual income. Not exactly sure what you're talking about.
Okay. So, thank you.
That was
first name?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Okay. So, the each package, if you come on as a TW3 member, one of the first thing we're going to do, and the reason we do it in this methodology, is because we want to sort of give you a template to go by. And so the first thing we do is we show you how to sell our marketing systems, training packages, and stuff like that. Okay. Because we already have all this content for you. We already have a sales funnel template to go by, how to build your funnel. We have a marketing system to use, the tools to use. We have all this stuff. So we say, sell our system first. And when you sell our system, each one of our systems has a $97 a month admin fee that pays for the hosting, the licensing, the updates, the software, everything. Because what we sell is based on software and websites and plugins and all of these different third-party systems and stuff. So all of that has to be hosted on a server. It has to be maintained. It has to be updated. All of that has a cost. And our cost is $97 a month. For every member that joins us, they have a $97 a month admin fee. When an elite member, and this is the only compensation package that we have that does this portion, when an elite member sells one of those packages, they get half of that admin fee. So if Jeffrey, I don't know if he, is this our elite member, Jeffrey? Is this a member, Jeffrey?
Okay. Is a member.
I think if it's the same level. Jeffrey, I'm thinking you're an elite member. So what happens is when you sell one of our packages, you're going to make that initial commission, and then you're going to make $50 every month thereafter until they cancel, quit, or terminate, or whatever. And they can suspend their membership, and they don't ever have to buy the system again. They just have to renew their membership, which is at $97 a month, to get it back up and active. Okay, that's the way it works. So But you are incentivized to keep them motivated, keeping them making money, keeping them happy. And we do that by paying you a residual $50 a month of the 90. So we take 47, you get 50. You always get the bigger half. That's the way our system works. If you sell a 597 package, you get 450. $450 of that 597 goes to you. If you sell a 1297 package, $850 of that. You always get the bigger portion. And then for each member you have thereafter, so if you sold 10 systems in your first month, you just added $500 a month in residual income to your bottom line. So that's what I'm saying. And keep in mind, notice how my commission splits are. There are people, and I hate to say it, but in their personal business, and Reagan, you tell me if I'm lying, call me out. But there are certain members at TW3 that probably make more selling TW3 than I do.
Oh, yeah.
Because number one, when they sell a system, they get more money. The commission split's higher on their end.
Right.
And number two, they're elite members, so they get $50 and I'm getting $47. So Right. You take the higher commission level, you take the higher, they're making individually more off of individual sales than I am. Mm-hmm. So, guys, everything has taken me for 25 years to amass tools, systems, software, strategies of how to do things and how to do it in various industries. It's all put under one box for you. And we're showing you, here's how you do it. Here's how I've done it for years. Follow me. I'll show you step by step of just, and for you guys that's been with me for a while, you're starting to get it. Some of you, it takes a little longer. A lot of what my members do, guys, is they will just sort of watch me. They'll see, what am I posting? What articles am I posting? What offers am I making? Oh, Terry's offering this RMP offer here, and here's how he's doing it. And then they just go over to their site, do the exact same thing, and, you know, it's monkey see, monkey do. That's why I offer all of this content. And then this content's also used for you guys to send out to also help resell your systems. If you are selling our system, if you're using our system, you might be using it to do referral marketing, affiliate marketing, CPA marketing, all these other different online marketing schemes. You can do that as well. And all you have to do is watch me. How am I? Like, I did a popular one was at Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. I did a training and I showed how I'm giving away the opportunity to win a Nintendo Switch and making, you know, a few dollars off of it. And so Reagan says, every time you send out one of these RMP demos on YouTube, I get hammered in the back office. That's true. Hey, send me that RMP link. I want to do that one.
True.
But that's the way it's supposed to, you know, I'm showing you, here's what I'm doing. Here's what you can do.
Yeah. Gary wanted to make sure we welcome Carl Bradbury. He's a new elite member with us.
Welcome,
tonight.
Carl. Welcome aboard. It's good to have you at TW3. And let me tell you, you are with one of our best and top trainers in the business, Mr. Gary, the man loving the money green. Now, you got a good guy. Do what he says. Follow him, do it the way he shows you, and you will not have any problems. Don't do it the way he shows you, you'll struggle.
Let's see, we're going to get into these questions because we've got some people sent a bunch in. Start at the top. Good evening. Are there a lot of competitors or software products similar to TW3 software?
Well, yes and no. And I know that. So let me answer it this way. There's absolutely nothing that I sell that you can't get independently elsewhere. For instance, I sell a blog and website. Well, you can go to Blogger. You can go to, what's all these free? You can go.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton.
You see a ton of YouTube ads for
free websites.
Squarespace.
Yeah. You can get a website for free.
Yeah.
There's landing page creators out there. There's voice broadcast dialers out there. Everything I sell, you can get elsewhere. Here's where my magic sauce. I show you how to put it all together, put it into a business model, and to use it to make money online. That's my value proposition. You can get what I sell anywhere. What you can't get is me, my experience, and my training. And that's the difference. There's other trainers out there. Okay. So in that regards, there are other trainers. Some might be better than me for you because it really has to do. And I got into some of our MBTI today with our training. We offer, by the way, MBTI, which is Myers-Briggs training instrument, for a lot of, everyone that's a credential with TW3 can offer that. It's a personality assessment and it shows people exactly how you think, how you communicate, how you perceive the world and what would be the best job and way of doing a job for you based on your personality type. That's something that you have to be credentialed to do. You work through my credentialing with MBTI when you come on as a TW3. What happens is you sell it. It's a $197 training coaching package, and I actually administer it for you. Out of that $197, you make $150. So it's a pretty good deal for you as well. But to go back to that question, there's other trainers. You know, you've just got to decide, does that guy make sense when he talks? You know, because if I'm not making sense to you, if what I'm saying is sort of going past you, then I might not be the best trainer. But here again, I've got Gary, I've got Jeff, I've got Tracy, I've got Mr. Spears, I've got new people coming on every day, and they have various backgrounds, they have various experiences, they communicate differently than I do. You know, it might be a situation where you would get a better fit with one of them, you know. So you know, to answer your question, I think we're very unique in the fact that I don't know if anybody has everything we've got under one hood. I will tell you that. But that being said, you can go out and piece it together. It would cost you thousands of dollars to put together what we've done, and would probably take you, at least it took me 20 some odd years to figure out how to do it all. So, you know, but I'm not as smart as the average Joe, so you probably take 10 years where I took 25.
Let's see this next one. That's a good question. It's from Jeffrey. It says, Terry, I have a question. Are you constantly looking for new ways for members to make money with new verticals, RMPs, etc.?
Yes.
And also, are you looking to develop new tools to be added to our toolbox, including tools for outside the U.S., especially in China?
Yes. I'm always... Jeffrey, you've probably only been with us 2 or 3 months, so your experience hasn't seen a lot. You've seen one upgrade since you've been with us, and that's our new landing page system and software. But talk to some of our older members. They will tell you what we look like today is nowhere near what we look like, you know, just last year, this time. We're constantly upgrading because this is technology. This is software. So, you know, we're constantly upgrading to make sure we're on the cutting edge. And there's a big, I don't know the name of the company, and I'm not being coy here on purpose, but there is a big push right now. If you listen to all these online marketers, they're pushing this landing page software, and I can't think of the name of it, and it's unimportant. But I say this to make this point. Be wary of any coach, consultant, online marketer that tells you, hey, all you need is this widget. This widget will make you a millionaire. Get this today. And here's the reason why. That's bogus, because every type of, see, the way marketing works, real quick, if you understand your product will tell you who the people are that you need to call on. Okay? So you got to think in your head, what am I trying to sell? That's my product. Who am I trying to sell it to? That's the people I need to target. And then once I know who my people are, then I try to figure out, which tool do I use to reach them? Sometimes it's going to be a voice broadcast dialer. Sometimes it's going to be a bulk texter. Sometimes it's going to be bulk email. Sometimes it's going to be social media. Sometimes it's going to be ad posting and keyword searches. Sometimes it's going to be, there's so many different engagement tools. That's what we call the process. Product, people, process. Product, people, process. I know the product tells me what the people are. The people tell me what process to use to get them. And anytime someone says, hey, buy widget A, it'll make you a millionaire, that's a telltale sign they don't know what they're talking about, because if they did, they would know one size does not fit all. That's the telltale sign you're dealing with a snake oil salesman. That's the reason why, because one of the complaints that I've had in the past with some of our members is, there's just so much here. There's just so much software. There's so many different systems. Well, yeah, if I'm going to make a promise to you that if you get my system and my software, you can market and sell in any industry and do anything. If I'm going to make that kind of promise, then I better have the tools to back it up. It takes longer, but if you want to make the money of a brain surgeon, you're going to have to take a little bit of, you know, some training, you know. So, you know, and I'm not beating up on whoever asked that question, but that's the reason why we have all these tools, because you need, and you have a buffet of tools. And that's why if you come in at the plus level or elite level, we offer one-on-one training, because that's what I'm doing with you. I'm saying, okay, oh, you want to sell this? Then this has been my experience to sell that type of product. These are the type of people that get it. And if you're going to target those type of people, here are the engagement tools you need to use. So That's the whole way we've got our training module set up so that we can help you with that.
This one comes from a member. This is from Don. What do we use as an elite for marketing to sell the 18K package? I have connections with several IMOs.
Well, a lot of times, everybody that has sold our APS system has usually come from their warm market. And so the typical people that buy this are going to be your insurance agencies, large insurance agencies, and real estate agencies. Because basically it's like a virtual booth rental at that point. And churches, large format churches. We just got an APS system to a church that has about 32 different ministries within inside that church. They got a prison ministry, got a women's ministry. They got, you know. So any organization that has sort of sub things under it, whether it be agents, brokers, or ministries or whatever, schools even, that wants their own sandbox to play in. That's what the APS. And so if you're going to engage them, that's usually a B2B marketing. I would use email marketing. I would use social media marketing like LinkedIn, but it's going to take some hands-on. It takes more work to sell those, more engagement. You can't just put that kind of marketing on autopilot like you can some of the lower end products. You're going to have to sort of send them out a mailing piece, an email piece, or connect with them on social media. All the marketing material is in your back office, though. The training on here's what it is, here's why you'd want it, all that is in your back office under the elite training. But it's going to take more of a one-on-one approach, not some sort of mass email, mass text, mass thing. It's sort of targeted. Hey, you know, Joe Schmo of Joe Schmo Insurance Agency, I noticed you have over 300 agents in your organization. Do you have 10 minutes to talk about how we can grow your agency up to 300% the next 90 days? So, you know, an opening line like that. I work, you know, and then say, I don't want to take a lot of time. Watch this if it's of any value to you. Let's connect. I think this could really help you. And then you send the video. That's in your.
This next one's from Stacy. Oh, this is Stacy. It's good to see you again, Stacy.
Now, is this the female Stacy or the male Stacy?
This is male Stacy.
Male Stacy.
Mr. Stacy.
I'm not giving anything else away for making a faux pas. I refuse.
This is, good
so evening. If I call him a female,
I'm gonna read this.
I don't owe him anything. I'm messing.
It says, good evening, gentlemen. This is Stacy from Village. Want to know if any of my contacts were on this on the call tonight. Stacy, we actually have just a list of names, but it doesn't say
we who have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know who they're connected to. But if anybody here is Stacy's client, I don't want to give out your last name.
Let Stacy know that you were on tonight.
Yeah. This one's from Jeffrey. Do we make overrides on the people that come on board as an affiliate?
A free affiliate. Yeah. That's the whole point of being an affiliate is they are basically your affiliate. And when they sell something, you make $450, $850, or $1,500, and then you pay them out of your portion $150, or $3. So, yeah, but that's broken down in your back office on how that. But, yeah, that's the whole point of recruiting affiliates. And that's the whole beautiful thing about, guys, that's the whole beautiful thing about TW3. You can tell people we're not bait and switch. We're bait and pitch, baby. You can get started today in a home-based business without spending one red cent. You don't go into debt for anything. You just get connected with one of my trainers. You're going to become their sales affiliate. You can buy leads from them, or they can show you a software that you can scrape leads off the internet, start calling, start marketing. We give you the scripts. And then when you make a sale, you work through your trainer. The trainer processes the sale, and then he pays or she pays you out of that portion. So no matter if you're a rep member at $5.97 all the way up to an elite member at $29.97, you have the ability to recruit sales affiliates. They pay you nothing. And then they're at little soldiers out there in the field selling your system for you. So yeah, that's the whole point of being a sales affiliate.
This next one's from Nancy. Oh, hey, Nancy. Can you purchase a list of numbers? If so, how many numbers and for how much?
You can purchase a list of numbers, and it's in my store. If you want to see my store, go to terrywilson3.com/store, Nancy. And we sell email list, we sell phone list, and there's links, I think, with discounts in your back office. And I don't exactly remember what the discounts are. But like filtered mobile list, $29.97, you probably could get it for about, I don't know if we've already got it discounted or not. So don't hold me to that. It might already, we might be wholesaling it to members and the public. I can't remember, to be honest with you, but right there it is. Cool. And that's under terrywilson3.com/store. Now that's just a data list. It's a filter, what's called a filtered and scrubbed demographical list, which means you tell us the age, the income, the zip code, the area you want to call, and there's the numbers. And then, that's also what's connected to your dialer. So if you want to do a voice broadcast, that's where it's at as well.
This one comes from Rick. How do you drive people to your site?
Multiple ways, Rick. I do social media marketing. I do SEO, which is search engine optimization, which is like keyword searches. I have probably about 20 different websites, and those websites are designed to target a specific niche. Maybe it's sports, maybe it's religion, maybe it's politics, maybe it's food, maybe it's family life, maybe it's ministry, whatever. And then based on the type of traffic I want to get to my site, that's going to dictate, here again, what product am I selling? That's going to tell me who my people are, and my people are going to tell me my process. Maybe I'm doing keyword search with Google. So anytime someone says, I want a work from home business opportunity, maybe one of my sites pull up. Maybe if someone keys in, I'm looking for a low-cost auto insurance, maybe one of my sites pull up. Maybe I target them on social media where I know that they've already been looking for something, and I put an ad right in front of them. Maybe I use my voice broadcast dialer. It says, hey, this is Terry with CashMutualStore.com. You qualify for a loan up to $2,500 for only $10 a month starting out. If you want more information, go to CashMutualStore.com. And I send that out and I leave it on voicemails. Maybe I do a bulk text. So, you know, it just depends on who am I targeting and why am I targeting them. Am I selling a business opportunity? Then I'm going to be like at terrywilson3.com/post-a-job. terrywilson3.com/post-a-job. And that's a job posting site that I really like. And I'll go there and I'll post a work from home business opportunity and job opportunity. Maybe I am driving the traffic for ministry purposes, and I'm just wanting to give stuff away. Like I just did a series on forgiveness, and I want to give that teaching away just to sow into people. Because there's one another thing, guys, is the whole there's a law called reciprocity that is it's a theological reality, and it's also a psychological reality. There's all kinds of reasons I don't want to get too thick in the weeds, but I give a ton of stuff away, and the reason I do is because that's how I build my list. So I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people on an email list that are there because I gave something away. And then they get to know me, they get to understand my brand, and then they get involved with one of my products, goods, or services. So here again, that's Rick, I'm not trying to be coy here again, but trying to answer your question as truthful as possible. It just depends on what am I selling, because that tells me who my people are, and my people tell me how I'm going to reach them and how I'm going to drive them to my website.
This one's from Mail Stacy. And I think I will answer it because I know the answer.
Well,
back and forth.
Please. I'm tired of hearing me talk as well.
It says, as a sales rep and trainer, do I get the call center? All of our members get the extension, and you can find that by going through your training. It'll be step one or step two, but you'll fill out a form, and then we'll add you to our call center, and then you'll receive an email from me with your extension and letting you know where to go to create your login credentials. So just go through your training, and you'll see that.
Yeah, every member has access to an extension in our call center, which is hosted by Ring Central. We use Ring Central. I love Ring Central. They're an advertiser of the show. If you're not a TW3 member and you want to start your own business phone and have your own 800 number, have your own thing, you can go to terrywilson3.com/ringcentral, set up your own Ring Central account. There's no magic in a call center or anything like that. I tell people all the time, you're not buying an extension in our call center. You're buying our tools, our training, our software that drives traffic to your extension, and you don't have to go out and get another phone. It's already branded, so you've got some legitimacy, because we've been on this, you know, we've been doing this, gosh, like I said, almost 10 years, A rating with the Better Business Bureau without having to be an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau, which means we didn't pay for it. That's the dirty little secret. I mean, I hate
salty about that.
Do what?
You seem a little salty when you
I am
that.
Salty about that. And I'll tell you why. I did not even want to be mentioned with them. But the whole reason I'm mentioned with the Better Business Bureau is because someone filed a complaint And here's the complaint. I bought Terry's system. I used it 2 days. It's now Thursday and I'm not a millionaire. He must be a scam artist.
He must be.
Apparently.
I remember you specifically saying everybody that joins right now is going
to
be a millionaire.
You know, you can go to every single podcast webinar and everywhere on my site it says, you know, this is guaranteed. You don't have to do anything. Just buy this, rub it 3 times, and it just all pops out. Matter of fact, I come to your house and make the sale for it.
With the Tesla.
With the Tesla.
It's included.
It's included. That's exactly what I say. So what I did was I sent all of the content to the BBB, and I said, here's where I told them exactly by Thursday to be a millionaire, and they have every right. Yep. No, I'm being facetious.
A lot of sarcasm going on.
I mean, this microphone is just dripping.
Does it translate through the microphone?
Yeah, what really I'm being sarcastic, guys. But nevertheless, I showed them. I said, no, here's the deal, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they dismissed it or whatever. And they says, this person's got an A rating because they're very responsive and they're legit and they do this. And then they tried to sell me a membership. And I says, I really don't want a membership. Matter of fact, I would prefer you just take my because at the time they put, we were living in another house. Mm. They put my home address.
Oh, how nice of them.
They put my home address on there. It says, I'd really
like... If you
have
any issues, stop by.
I said, why would you... I said, do you know how many crazy people are in the world? And anyway, and I asked them to remove it, and they didn't. And I said, okay. And I said, okay, I'm going to just tell everybody I'm rated A with it. Well, if you put you're A rated, you've got to be a member to even mention us. I says, well, you're not a member of TW3 and you're mentioning me. And so that's sort of the relationship I have with our local BBB.
I like how it's not a healthy relationship, but it's like
a contentious relationship. It's just like they want to play by a set of rules, but they don't want to have the same set of rules administered to them. And I would have even joined, but they said because we were online and we're doing it, we had to join every stinking state that we do business in. And it was thousands of dollars for them to say we're A-rated when they're already saying we're A-rated. And so I got to thinking.
If you want to broadcast it.
I said, I tell you what, I'll just broadcast it and you guys keep it.
Anyway. He said, I thought this was America.
Oh, well. America.
I thought this was America. This one's from Ron. Hey, Reagan and Terry, could you tell new prospects the best way to start, even if they can't get the startup and operating costs? Some new prospects complain about the ad costs. Thanks.
Okay, so...
Wait. P.S. I would like to say you both do a great job.
Why? Thank you, Ron. But before I answer your question, which one of us do you think does the better job? That's really what we're wanting to know, because that's going to influence how I respond to this. He's probably saying, I'm not touching that.
To be fair, though, we've got a lot of questions. So some, because I was going to mention this before, there's a lot of good jokes in here from when you were talking about something and somebody would throw in a nice one-liner. Problem is, there's like 40 questions above their one-liner, and by the time I read it, it's like 10 minutes off, and I don't know what they're talking about, and I just have to scroll by it. So I apologize. You guys are funny. I think you're funny. I just context matters is really the issue here. I didn't see a response from him if you want to.
Okay, so here's the deal. One of two ways to get started. Easiest, fastest way is social media. You can spend as little as $10 a day on social media and use our social media training on how to do targeted ads and ad copy driving to a landing page. And that's going to afford you, you know, several leads. I don't know how many. Of course, ad copies on job posting sites are very effective because if you're plus or better, you can legitimately, you know, offer people hourly and salary opportunities. You can offer them all these other types of opportunities. And then if they happen to be made of more of an entrepreneurial mind, then you can, of course, pivot and show them this as well. You know, so social media is a great one. I would tell them maybe even to work with you, have you run some and sell them some leads, maybe at a rate that's a little bit better, because you know you could probably take $35, generate 50 leads and give them, you know, $10, $15 or 10, 15 leads and then split it up among your guys. So, you know, But that's what I would do. Social media, or maybe you get together with them and you know, split the costs or something and say we'll split the leads or something like that. But you got to have activity. I mean, I don't want to get around it. You know, activity drives results. And if you're not doing anything, nothing's going to happen. So you have to use the system, use the ad copy, use the landing page, you know, use all that. Because if you don't do it, it's just sitting there. So I hope that helped. If it didn't, fuss at Reagan because he didn't ask the question. He didn't answer the question.
Yeah, that's what it is. So what widget in our back? This is from Jason. So what widget in our back office do we use to track our leads now? My leads page is gone.
So the widget in your back office that number one, you've got, there is a widget back there called, let me just go back there.
Isn't it WP Forms or?
No, it's, I tell you what, send in a ticket on that and I can tell you because I can't get there right now, but we do have something. It's that stats plugin is what it is.
Oh, okay.
The stats plugin shows, you know, who's hitting your site from where. Gotcha. And then the opt-in form, which is the WP,
we'll give, like, the specifics.
It gives the specifics who opted in and all that. And this one allows you to export it as a spreadsheet as well. So if you want to upload it in a bulk email or bulk text or whatever, you can as well.
Cool. Let's see. I'm going to read through this. Okay. If you sell to someone who wants to finance, how do you get paid?
The same way you get paid if they didn't finance it, because what happens is when they set up financing, it's deposited into their checking account, and then they go on and pay with their debit card, and then you take that debit card and run it through your merchant account. So whether they finance it or not, there's no delay on your end of getting paid. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? You look confused.
I'm reading.
Oh.
I'm reading our next question.
I got you. You're proofreading. That's what you're doing. You're saying, hey.
For the long ones, I like.
You've learned. You have learned.
No, you know, what's the C-SPAN, the interview callers, where the guy just starts talking and then he.
I'd like to say blah, blah, blah. And Howard Stern's got a.
Yeah. So I'm reading through some of these if you want to ramble.
Ramble. Oh, yeah, that's what I do.
How many dogs do we have? That's what Neil wanted to know.
Too many, Neil.
No, we have one.
Way too many. Neil, why does Neil want to know that? Hey, I've got a 2 o'clock with you tomorrow, Neil. And matter of fact, tell Joe to come with you. I want you and Joe in my office tomorrow at 2. So, Joe, you're going to have to drive up from Atlanta, just going up 85 and meet Neil at my house at 2.
All right. This one's from Stacy. Last question. Last week, I focused on just the selling part of the business and starting the selling of on insurance companies and retail stores. What would be the best way to approach on calling them, and what would be a good time to call?
Okay, so the best way to reach insurance agents it really is voicemail drops. I love voicemail drops. I can do email, of course, as well. I would use the ad copy and the script that we give you in the back office on how to sell it as a tool. And then I would send them to leadsbyterry.com, which shows it as a tool, or send them just to the homepage now. If you'll notice my homepage, terrywilson3.com. What are you laughing at?
Nothing, just keep.
Okay. Terrywilson3.com has some new content on it to where it shows you how to use it. Here's the different software systems. And then I can show you some demos on how people use it to make money. If you're talking to specifically insurance guys right here, there's some links right here that Jeremiah down in Atlanta, he's got a testimony about what our system did for him. And then I've got 3 links here, how to recruit for your insurance agency and your business opportunity and how to use this as a lead generation tool. All that's right there. And you can see and then send. What happens is when you click on one of these links, it takes you to that video, and then you can right-click on that video. Well, that's an ugly face right there. You can right-click on it and then just send them that and say, check this out. See if it's something that's of value to you, and let's get back together.
Somebody should have picked a better thumbnail.
Somebody knows marketing should have done something better than that.
From Sean. Okay. Howdy from San Antonio to you, Reagan, and your sidekick, Terry. I agree. I sent in my renewal to get back on board with TW3 after a hiatus, and I've been watching and looking forward to getting back on your team. So,
welcome back. Welcome back.
Sean, we'll have you back up by tonight, and I'll have your login credentials to you.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, guys, when you're selling a new system, our system, when we're setting up their profile, their website and everything, it automatically sends out an alert saying, hey, your
password's been reset.
Password has been changed. Their password hadn't been changed. It's just being set up for the first time. So warn your guys when they come on, hey, you're going to get an email that says your password's been changed. That's them setting up your website and everything. So don't freak out.
We always get some fun emails about that.
Yeah. I didn't do anything. Am I being hacked?
Yes. So, yes, you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being hacked right now.
Yeah. Well, we first have to create something to be hacked. So
let's see here. Terry, do you have any specific lists to reach buyers of life insurance or final expense plans?
Well, we have a demographically filtered list to call on, yes, but we don't sell leads. We sell the tools to generate the leads. So, you know, if you're selling life insurance, let's say, what kind of life insurance? Well, I'm selling final expense. Well, final expense says you're going to be selling to people typically between the ages of 55 and 80, you know, and then through the coaching, I tell you, go after this age group at this time because they're at home, use this type of script, leave a voicemail drop and tell them this. And then that's how you'll get your response. And, you know, typically you should be able to get about 2% off 1,000 calls. That's about 20 leads. And that's going to cost you as a member about $38.
If you want to read the last question, they said it didn't have to be read on air, but if you want to, you can. So I'm just going to let you read it and decide if you want to. While you're doing that, Virginia beat Duke with a last second breakaway after they missed the first two. I'm talking to you guys because he's reading, but if you guys watched the game, it was incredible. I was cheering for them. I mean, you can't not be happy for them.
Absolutely. And Jason, you did read a great question, and I don't mind telling people because I want to tell them on the podcast here, and I actually tell my people this when I'm setting them up. One of the trainings that I know you probably haven't seen it yet because there's so much, and I get that. But you want to manage people's expectations and let them understand clearly what's going on so no one gets upset. And Jason had a question about, hey, when you're selling the financing option, one of the things that irritates people is when they try to get financing and they put in their information, they're bombarded with all these emails and stuff. That's true. And so what I do, Jason, with my clients is, listen, Mr. and Mrs. whoever, if you want to finance the TW3 system, we have cashmutualstore.com. We have myzippyloan.com. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to put in your email address and they're going to track your IP address. They're going to know where is this person coming at in the country? And then they're going to send you dozens and dozens of offers. 75% of them are going to be junk loans. We don't advocate. I don't, you know, and I'm assuming you don't. I know you don't. You don't as well. We do not advocate. Payday lending, payday loans, that kind of stuff. We just don't want anybody to get involved. I do not want anybody buying one of my systems on a payday loan. However, these companies that we use, they're clearing houses to shop out different loans. It's like a lending tree. When you got a lending tree and get a mortgage, you're going to be sent 15 different mortgage offers. Half of them not going to be any good, but you're going to take the ones you want. So here's what you do, Jason. Say, so that you don't get pestered, maybe go to Google, set up a free Gmail account for this specific purpose. Go in, put in your Gmail account, get the loan offered you want, ignore 75% of them that come. But what we're looking for is those installment plans, because that's what you want. You want a 48-month installment plan for our $12.97 package or our $29.97 package, because that's going to break it down to like literally $49 a month. Okay, and if you do what we show you in the first 30, you know, 60, 90 days, pay it off. Who cares if it's 21%? Because you're going to pay it off in the next 2-3 months. Doing it the way we show you, but that way it gets you started, you know, finance your startup costs, maybe finance the admin fee so you don't have a separate payment, maybe finance $200 or $300 in seed money, you know, get all that together. It's going to cost you $59. But set up a free Gmail account just for this particular offer. And then that way, once you get your loan and it's deposited, you can just delete that Gmail account or whatever, or never go back there again. And they can spam that all they want. So that's the way I handle my clients, Jason. That's the way I would recommend you handling your clients as well.
He says, thank you. Nancy, do you have to go to GoDaddy to purchase a domain name?
You don't have to go to GoDaddy. You can go anywhere you want. You don't even have to purchase a domain name. The reason we tell you to is because we want you to have your site branded as you and your business. And so that's why the uniqueness about TW3, guys, is if you get involved with any other work from home business opportunity, any other type of business, then you're always this person, a certified reseller of this business. And it's always about that business. With TW3, you've got your own website. You can brand it as yourself. You can put it under your name. So nobody can compete with you because you are, you know, myname.com. Well, there's only one myname.com, and then you have your header and your branding as my name. And then, yes, you can use my content for a while, but eventually through the training, we show you how to create your own content. So then it's exclusively that there's nobody. You could be advertising in the same area, in the same niche with everyone else and not run into one another because there's only one you. And so that's why we advocate and tell people, yeah, you ought to go get your own domain name at some point. You know, you don't have to up front, but eventually that's where you want to go because you'll be able to be your own business, your own brand, no one else like you. So that's, and here's the other reason. I know, I'm fully aware of, I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
No.
Do you believe that?
No.
There's some people that think I'm hokey or goofy or whatever. Fill in the blank. And so that you can reach those people that would never do business with me because who is this red-faced redneck from South Carolina that always talks in cliches? They can deal with Nancy, who is this soft-spoken, sweet lady, Southern belle that is so much easier to speak with. So
we
much
know Nancy personally.
Yeah, by the way, we know Nancy personally. She's a personal friend of ours, so we wouldn't be speaking this way if we didn't. But, and so you're going to be able to reach some people that I would never be able to reach. And that's why, and this is part of my training in the back office, embrace your brand, be you, do you, don't do Terry Wilson, don't do Ty Lopez, don't do John Lee Dumas, don't do Cliff Ravenscraft, don't do Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins, don't do any, do you, because you are going to attract the people that are right for you. What are you laughing at?
I just, you have that great list of names, but you included Ty Lopez, which is just funny. I like Ty Lopez, but that was also, you know, it's just
He is considered a sort of a thing online now.
Really?
Yeah.
He stepped away from here in my garage with...
That's his whole, but see, you don't understand. That's his whole shtick. His whole shtick is to get people opted in, and then he's selling them online marketing.
Oh, he sold himself because that was the meme of 2016. Everybody was quoting that.
There's people on here right now that have been looking at Ty Lopez and TW3.
And, he knows what he's doing.
And they picked TW3. But see, here's the thing. They picked TW3. They didn't pick. And I'm not saying I'm nowhere near.
That's what you're missing. Oh my gosh. Just rent.
I need to go rent some expensive cars and just go out there and paint them.
Just here in my garage. Oh, look, a Lamborghini.
A Lamborghini. Here, Mike. No, that's just not my style.
No.
That's not my style.
Got another question. I think this is our last one for now, at least. Can we use the emails you send us to present the business?
Absolutely. Everything I send you, all the content I send you, all the stuff I send you on, if you can access it, you can resend it. If you can't get to it unless you log into the back office and there's no button there to be able to send it out, yeah, that means it's a private training you can't send out. But everything else is made for total public consumption.
She says, thank you.
Guys, did you have fun tonight? Did we learn anything? That's the main thing. Did we learn anything? Did we have fun?
I had fun.
All right. Good deal. Well, thank you guys for coming out tonight. I've pontificated here for about an hour and 7 minutes, it appears. And I don't want to wear you guys out. This was episode 307. It's going to be entitled, I Don't Love Money, But I Hate Poverty. And I tell you, now is the time. If you guys, and listen, we got one more ticket to the Elite Member Conference. If you want to come, I'm telling you. If you've got high hopes, you got big dreams, you got something you want to do, you got a place you want to be, you want to take your income to the next level, you will want to be at this TW3 Conference, the Elite Conference, coming up in just a matter of days, March the 29th, 30th, and 31st here in the lovely Greenville, South Carolina. I'm losing weight. I'm down to I lost 30 pounds. I've lost 30 pounds so far.
Good.
And I got another 30 to go or more. I got another 60 pounds. What am I talking about? But I'm trying to get in good. You know, I want to look as good in person as I at least do on radio.
There you go. That's a goal.
So anyway, thank you guys for coming out. We are glad you're with us, and we're hoping that we can be the tool that you can use to take your money, business, and life to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.